Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Balanced Stoic. Today, we're diving headfirst into a topic that's more relevant than ever, practicing mindfulness during those challenging situations life throws our way. You know, the ones where you feel like your emotions are running the show, stress is through the roof, and it feels like the whole world is conspiring against you. Yeah, those moments. Ever felt like you're just barely holding on for dear life? Or maybe you find yourself reacting impulsively, saying things you later regret. We've all been there. But guess what? There's a way to navigate these storms with grace and even emerge stronger on the other side. We're not talking about becoming some Zen master overnight, folks. This isn't about ignoring your feelings or pretending everything is hunky-dory. It's about developing a powerful toolset to help you stay grounded, centered, and in control, even when things get crazy. Think of mindfulness like your own personal superhero cape. It gives you the power to observe your thoughts and emotions without judgment, allowing you to respond instead of reacting impulsively. So, what are some key takeaways from this mental superpower training? First, remember that your thoughts aren't facts. We all have those inner critics, the voices that whisper doubts and anxieties. But just because a thought pops into your head doesn't mean it's true or even helpful. Practice acknowledging these thoughts without getting swept away by them. Imagine them as clouds passing by, observe them, let them drift on by, and don't get caught in their storm. Second, focus on your breath. It sounds simple, but taking a few deep breaths can work wonders. Inhale slowly through your nose, feel your belly expand, and exhale fully through your mouth. This simple act anchors you to the present moment, calming your nervous system and helping you regain composure. Think of it as pressing the reset button on your mind. Third, engage your senses. When stress hits, our minds tend to race. To ground ourselves, focus on what we can experience right now. The feel of your feet on the floor, the warmth of the sun on your skin, or the sounds around you. This brings us back into our bodies and helps us reconnect with reality. Fourth, practice self-compassion. We're all human, we make mistakes, we have bad days, and sometimes life just throws us curveballs. Instead of beating ourselves up, treat ourselves with kindness and understanding. Remember that you're doing your best in a challenging world, and that's enough. Finally, remember that this is a journey. Mindfulness isn't a destination, it's a continuous practice. Be patient with yourself, celebrate small victories, and keep showing up for yourself even when things are tough. Remember, the more you practice, the easier it becomes to navigate those challenging situations with clarity, calm, and resilience. Let me tell you about a time when this came in handy for me. Picture this. I'm rushing to meet a client for a crucial presentation. I'm already running late, traffic is a nightmare, and my phone is buzzing with frantic messages. My heart is racing, palms sweating, classic stress overload. But then, I took a moment. I focused on my breath, feeling the air flow in and out of my lungs. I noticed the warmth of the sun through the car window and the sound of the engine humming beneath me. Suddenly, that feeling of panic subsided. I was still stressed, but now I felt more grounded, able to approach the situation with a clearer head. Remember, folks, mindfulness isn't about becoming some Zen master overnight. It's about cultivating awareness, building resilience, and ultimately mastering your own emotional landscape. So go out there, practice these techniques, and watch as you navigate those challenging situations with newfound grace and confidence. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from a little mindfulness magic. Leave us a review if you found it helpful. We love hearing from you. See you all in the next episode, where we'll be tackling another powerful tool for emotional mastery. Until then, stay balanced and stoic.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.